Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 10 coverage. I'm your host, Trent Armstrong, and I am here today to give you some first impressions of the Big Brother Canada 10 cast. It was released last night during the Celebrity Big Brother finale, and with me to talk through this BB Can 10 cast, my Among Us brother, Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. We got a finale for CBB US last night that we didn't care for. And then we got a cast that I really, really do care for. I'm very excited. This turnaround has been great. I really needed no time to think about what happened last night and just focus on what we're going to get for the next 2 months.
Yes. So we have 16 new cast members, or castaways, as Rob might call them.
He loves doing that. Yeah.
I love how Maddie got
when you corrected him. Yeah, I don't care.
We have 16 new cast members here, house guests for the Big Brother Canada 10 house. 16 is a big number for it's pretty much it's not quite the max for Big Brother. I think 17 is about as big as it gets, but at least for the U.S. But it's a lot of people, and you know, we're gonna run through them all, give our first impressions. We have some information, we have some stories for some of them, some of which we talked about a little bit last night. We'll see what we've got here, Puya.
Yeah, they kind of gave us a little bit of information. We got information from the BB Can website itself with video bios and then just written bios, and then also ET Canada had like, some were 2 minute videos, some were like 30 seconds. It was like a blink and you miss it for some of them, but it's enough to give us a at least good first impression of what we can expect and how we feel about all this.
Yes. So we will be covering Big Brother Canada 10 all season long. Live feed updates every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. We will have recaps after the episodes. The Wednesday episodes will be a little bit different. Survivor will be on after the Canadian episode. So stay tuned for what we will be doing for that. But apart from that, regular coverage heading your way. If you need help watching the episodes of Big Brother Canada, then there are some different ways that you can get some help there. There are people that can help you out, I'm sure, in the chat. If you are a patron of Rob as a podcast, it is very easy. There's plenty of options there. If you are somebody that wants to watch the feeds, I have tweeted out a link for a VPN that can help you out as well. So lots of options, lots of things that you can do. It's not difficult, I promise. We will make it happen, and we'll be covering the season all the way through here, Puya.
Yeah, and as far as BB Can goes, if you follow the same channels you follow right now on like the Twitter sphere, you will be able to find out exactly what you need to do for it. It's relatively straightforward. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's like the great appetizer before the bigger, heavier summer season of Big Brother US. But I mean, last year was incredible. This year, I'm feeling very confident. So definitely join us. You need a palate cleanse for CBB US. I know you do. Join us. It's worth it.
All right. So let's get into this cast. It was dropped last night, as I said. And we have some information. So on the official Big Brother Canada site, they've got some bios up. They have some short sort of introduction videos. ET Canada has also posted some short interviews with the house guests. So we have a little bit of information. I would personally say, in terms of like quality of information, quantity even of information in the bios, not quite to the level that I'm used to in terms of like feeling like I'm getting to know them. I feel like the bios have been pretty sparse in general, and there haven't been any kind of like in-depth interviews yet either. So that's a pretty surface level so far, but this is just a first impressions podcast. We will be doing a draft Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, where I'm sure we will get into a little bit more detail on these players, and then we'll figure out which, I guess three players are capable of winning the game when they're on my team. So
Big words, Darren. Big words.
Let's get into it here. We're going to go through them alphabetically by first name. So let's pull up an image, a photo of our first player. It's Betty Yursa. And I did not get the pronunciations down for the name. So I apologize if I'm mispronouncing anything. But Betty is our first contestant here. 31 years old from Edmonton, and she is a human resources manager. I don't know about you, Puya, but I feel like immediately they were going for Victoria vibes from Betty.
Ah, of last year, yes. Right? Yes,
not,
yes, yes.
Not Todrick's favorite season, Victoria, but yes, BBK9. Yeah.
I could kind of see that. I feel like, you know, there were moments in Betty's video as well where Betty was like, she gave herself a couple of nicknames of like, you know, when I'm like this, it's Party Betty. And like, this is what happens here. So I could definitely see that. I think she's very high energy, which is great. She seems excited, which is very cool. Like you've mentioned, we don't get a deep assessment of who these people are, what their strategies could be, how much do they know, how much they don't know. So my medium read on Betty was that I think she knows some, but not a lot of the show.
I mean, she seemed to have a very sort of like infectious personality, somebody that I think will, as you said, bring a lot of energy to the season. She's big on the Pelotons. Hopefully we'll, you know, be able to compete here in the competition, the physical competition. She's a competition beast, between that and floater, which, I mean, that question though, like competition beast or floater, you know, very few people are going to pick floater. It should be competition beast or like strategic, you know,
or like social, right? Butterfly, something that. Yeah. It's very lopsided of one is you're doing really good. The other one is you're kind of getting strung along. Which one would you like? Like, that is not good at all. But yeah, her bio also, you know, mentions hobbies are working out, hot yoga. So Betty's someone who I think is ready to tackle on the competitions over on this show here.
Mm-hmm. Now again, like, we don't really get a great sense of how well they know the show through the bio, or even really, I think with a lot of them through the interviews. And, you know, I got the sense that a lot of them knew the show, to some degree based on what we're hearing, but no real level of detail for most of them in terms of like how well exactly do they know the show. So that's something that we may find out, in the coming days, if there are any more interviews or anything like that.
Yeah. Like the ET video, the ET Canada videos were essentially the same four questions asked to everyone. One of which was showmance or nomance, which took most of the runtime of the video. So those videos, if you're trying to figure out your draft, chuck those videos out, focus on their like introductory package from the BB Can website. And even those is clearly like those are meant to give us their personality, not so much the ins and outs of their strategy. But Betty seems like fun, which I do like. And honestly, a lot of people on this cast look like fun. I'm actually very excited about this.
Yeah. And, you know, overall, taking the sort of the wide view on it, of course, it's another very diverse cast. The average age is slightly higher than average. It's one of the higher ones. BB Can 9 was, I believe, the highest overall. But BB Can 10 is coming in second place for Big Brother Canada. And you know, so far, nobody has been pulled from the cast for, you know, things that have come up in their past. So
yay. Happy about that.
Check that one off the list.
Yeah, that one's done. That did give us someone from this cast last year, but I'm thankful that hasn't happened yet here, and hopefully will not happen here, because I can't handle this a lot.
All right. So any other thoughts on Betty before we move on?
I'm excited to learn more about Betty. I think for me right now, a lot of my first impressions are going to be fun feeds, yes, or fun feeds, no. And I think Betty is fun feeds, yes. I think Betty's going to be fun to watch on the feeds. So I will actively be rooting for her to survive Thursday this upcoming week. because as we know with BB Can, someone leaves on a Thursday. So someone we're not really even going to get on the feeds, which is sad, heartbreaking. Betty, I hope is not one.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the worst things about Big Brother Canada. Mm-hmm. So let's move on then to our next player here. It is Gino. It's Steven, aka Gino. I assume he'll go by Gino in the house. Given that,
yes,
what's there in quotes? He's 28 years old, firefighter, single. He's our hunk of the season.
And honestly, if we left the first impression there, that's all you need. Anything you see about Gino on Twitter, it's the water emoji, it's the fire emoji. Yeah, Gino, or Gino the Greek, as he's been saying in some of his videos, definitely the looker of the season. I believe he currently lives in Ottawa as a firefighter. So I was like, okay, you're from my town. But also, I don't get a lot of other stuff from him. If I had to, you know, put some chips down on who's going to end up in a showmance, Gino, lock him up. Lock him up in a showmance. I really do think that's going to happen for sure.
Yep. He's going to be in a showmance. He's going to get pulled into the big alliance at the start of the season, whether he's pulled into it or he helps create it. And whether it lasts, you know, are all up to, you know, we'll see, but he's definitely going to be in that mix. He's again, 28 years old, very good looking, very physically fit. And, he comes into the game with, it's at a slightly easier difficulty, here, especially at the start, I would imagine, for someone like Gino. So the question is, I think, for these kinds of players, the hunks of the season, is he more of a like a nice hunk, cool guy, like maybe like a tie, or is he more of like a douchey hunk, right? Like, is he more of like a I don't know, who's the most recent douche,
like a really jacked, like douchebag Jack, the aforementioned,
like more of a Jack kind.
So that's the ever
present question for the hunks of the season.
I definitely am curious with Gino. He is one of the ones that I didn't feel like I got enough of his personality in the video to know how he's going to be on the feeds. I'm cautiously optimistic. Here's hoping that that is not the case that we're going to have. It's going to be more tie than a Jack, but we'll just have to wait and see. One thing that did make me laugh in his video is he comes in, right? He's Jack, tattoos all the way to the neck, firefighter, but then he's afraid of the dark, Terrence, so he sleeps with a nightlight. And I was like, all right, you know, I see, you know, that's a little bit of sensitivity here. You're not just not afraid. Cause he said he's fearless, right? Cause he's a firefighter. And then it was like, But I'm also afraid of the dark.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's a good sign. I feel like sometimes that's kind of like if that's the only thing, like if that's like, this is my vulnerability, I'm scared of the dark, I've got a nightlight, and like that's the only thing he's got, then that might not be it. But he describes himself as a lover. He says that surprises people about him. He talked about looking intimidating, especially because he's got a lot of tattoos. You can't see it here in the photo. You can see some tattoos on his neck. He's also got some sleeves on his arms. He talks about looking intimidating, but feel it, which is kind of like I feel like some of the more common ways that people describe themselves on reality shows for a lot of hunky guys, it's, you know, I'm big and I'm intimidating, but really I'm a teddy bear and I'm super nice and I'm a lover. And for women, there's a woman on this cast who's going to do this. I know I'm super beautiful and the prettiest person you've ever seen, but I'm actually like super smart, is like your very stereotypical way of describing themselves. It's really like it's hit or miss. It's hit or miss. So I'm hopeful. I feel like firefighter is a pretty selfless kind of occupation, I think. The fact that he seems to care about family and about coming off as somebody that isn't afraid to express vulnerability, lots of good signs here, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah. Now, he also cites, you know, being a good listener as one of his bigger strengths. So he, you know, he's got the package. Does he have the instincts? We'll have to find out.
Mm. All right. Anything else on Gino?
I think we can move on from Gino.
All right. Let's move on from Gino. Let's talk about Helena.
Yes, Helena.
And she is 27 years old. And I will say again, you know, in terms of age range, the average age right around 28 or so. So Gino, 28, Helena, 27. Great range to be in for this season. She is a student and she is in a relationship. So, you know, theoretically, no showmance for Helena. What did you think about Helena?
Helena's going to be a lot of fun. When asked what three words best describe you, Helena said walking, talking, disaster. I think she's going to just completely have experience, like, you know, embrace the experience, have fun with it. Do I think she's going to be the best strategically? No. As far as physically, she, you know, made the joke that she hasn't really worked out in 3 years. But she seems to be great fun. She seems to be a lot of comedy, and I'm very much here for Helena. But I also think that despite all the things I mentioned about her maybe not knowing what environment she's stepping into, I think she's someone who's going to be socially capable of gelling well with people, just being able to have fun with people. So I'm very, very excited to see how Helena plays. Helena has a Punjabi family. So she comes in, you know, she talks about her big family and how when she was growing up, she might have, you know, thought she wanted to be white, but then she was able to, through growing up, found the middle of being Indian and being Canadian and kind of becoming her own person. So I love everything I'm hearing from Helena. I'm so excited for her to share her journey with us on the feeds, on the show. But also, I'm not necessarily saying winner pick if I'm going with like analytics and everything. But I think she can surprise us.
Yeah, you know, she describes herself as, she says, I am the basic regular girl that I think most people can. And that is kind of like, in not in a bad way, but that is the kind of sense that I got from her videos, that she just seems like a normal person.
Yeah,
it's almost like, what are you doing here? You're too normal to be here. Maybe that will turn out to not be the case. But I think she's going to be in the house and I don't think anyone's going to like dislike her. I think that she seems like very easy to get along with. She seems like somebody that can definitely work socially. Now, will she be like, you know, forceful enough, and active enough in the game? That's definitely a question. You know, you definitely need to have some level of, you know, competitiveness and, spirit to like, really get in there. And make those alliances, or you will likely be left behind. But I'm definitely hopeful for what we could see from Helena. She says 50-50 between competition beast and floater.
Yeah, I think she can definitely fall in the middle of that. I'm very excited to see Helena play. And if someone comes in kind of normal, I think they're going to be able to pick stuff up a little bit better. And she definitely is one of the more, she's going to be one of the more relatable people, I feel like, for a lot of us, you know, and I don't know. I'm just very excited about Helena. I'm very excited about Helena.
All right. Let's move on here to Herman. Herman, who is 29 years old, from, I shouldn't have tried to say this one. BC, somewhere in BC.
Is it Nanaimo, BC?
Nanaimo. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a, let me tell you my first impression of Herman, because when I started watching his video, I was like, oh, I didn't realize there were ads on these. Okay.
I know exactly why you're saying that too.
Right? He opens up, he's like, he's a car salesman. He's a manager at a car sales place, dealership. And he opened his video of like, hey, like, welcome to the place. I was like, oh, there's an ad. And I feel like that's not the best sign in the world for Herman. And he's very proud of being like, you know, of making the money that he makes and, you know, being a car sales guy. And he hopes that that will, you know, really help him in the game. And I'm sure that this was something that was leaned on by production. Like, oh, you sell cars and stuff like that. But it does genuinely seem to be part of his, an important part of his identity. I don't know how well that's going to play, Puya.
Yeah, it's one of those things where when he started speaking in that initial intro to the video, and then later he's like, I'm a car salesman. I was like, we know damn well you're a car salesman. You sound like a car salesman. I can tell like you're putting that on a little bit, which is what I think has worried me about him too, in that I don't think he's like necessarily selling. You know how some people, like a YouTuber has their YouTuber voice and then their regular voice? It kind of gave me that energy where I could see it totally not sounding like that when he's going to try and wheel and deal on the show. I think he's someone that's going to be high variant in that, you know, there's any bit of chance he could do really well with the show. He can easily convince the people that are there that he is A, B, C, D and go far, or he immediately is not trusted and is in a bad spot. Like, he could go either way for me and I wouldn't be surprised. And I've definitely seen the similar things on the internet about him, where some people are very high on him, some people are a lot lower on him.
Yeah. Now, I will say, in his ET Canada video, he did seem a bit more down to earth, just talking with an interview, which is typically how it goes. But I do think that he might be a little high variance here in terms of, you know, he's either going to go in and be fine, or this car salesman thing. I mean, does he plan on lying about his profession? I think is a question. Like, that comes with its own problems. If he's not planning to lie about his profession, he's going to come in saying, yeah, I'm a car salesman. I hope that he is low key enough to really counteract the sort of like assumptions that might come along with that job title. And he's also somebody that, that seemed very keen on the ladies. He talked about being single. Although he said he did say he's open to a showmance if it happens. So we'll see. We'll see. I think for him it's like because he is like a physically fit guy. He's in the right age range. Can he get included in whatever likely big alliance forms early on? If so, I think he'll have enough time to settle in. If not, he might be in some trouble.
Yeah, was her mom the one that, when talking about the ladies, did like a little hip gyration? Was that him?
I do not recall.
I think it was him. That part kind of gave me, because like, you know, we're talking about, okay, Gino definitely in a showman's. Herman, some of his movements, I'm like, I don't know if it's going to connect. Again, I think he's very much a high variance player here. I'm excited to see Herman play, though, see how he is. He is someone that I think could be fun feed, so he gets the fun feeds yes as well from me. To be fair, I don't think anyone's gotten the fun feeds no from me so far, except for Gino's kind of on the brink. He could go either way. But yeah, we'll see what Herman has to give.
All right, well, let's move on from Herman to JC Lin, who is 24 years old, from Thunder Bay, Ontario, a social media manager, and single, and she is in fact ready to mingle. And to me, I could easily see the JC Gino connection. They're both pretty keen on potentially you know, hooking up, you know, or who knows, maybe Herman. She definitely seemed keen on entering I think she's the one that talked about using a man as well. Can help her in the game. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. The JC Lin was one of the ones that I saw a lot of comparisons thrown out last night, and everyone's like, oh, it's Beth again. Here comes Beth.
Yeah.
Beth is back.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
So, and then I had seen that before I'd watched the videos. Then I couldn't help but try and compare the two. I can see it a little bit, not a whole bit, but JC Lin is someone who, through both her video and her ET video and her bio, I still don't know where I stand with JC Lin. I think she's someone that could go far just on default of that, of me not really having any sort of feelings about, but also I don't know. It's unwritten with JC Lin. I really don't know what to anticipate with JC Lin.
Yeah, I will say that I thought of the Beth comparison before I saw it when I was watching her videos. And again, not in the sense that like I think she'll actually look like Beth, but in the sense that I think that when people are casting, if you get a vibe that feels similar, even if they're nothing alike, the people who are like, oh, we did a great job with the BB Can 9 cast. If this person gives me a similar vibe from that season, then I'm a little more likely to maybe cast them. It wouldn't surprise me if she gave some kind of Beth vibe. But I don't think she's going to be like Beth in the house. I think that she has a sort of very different background. And I think that she talks a lot about her athletic side as well. She really wants to win some physical competitions. Now, when we talked to Arissa at the start of the year, at the end of the year, we talked about the year in Big Brother. And she talked about the competitions and how it seemed like they had kind of hurt us a little bit about making the competitions more equal opportunity, and that they wouldn't all be as athletic. So that is exciting. And maybe you don't need the athleticism quite as much. But it's difficult to know exactly where JC Lynn will fit in. Being 24, she's a little bit younger. Mm-hmm. Than the average age here, and that could be bad for her, but we'll see.
Yeah, she's one of the three younger house guests. Two of them 24, one 23. I'll tell you this: when I saw her video and they showed her ice skating, I was like, "Well, I'm not drafting you. I've been burned by an ice skater once this year. We're not doing that again. I just can't do it." But I'm intrigued to see what JC Lynn can offer. Again, it's very inconclusive, my first impression of her.
Yeah, Puya, that you're making Mariah sad.
I love Mariah.
That makes me so sad.
No, she's the only ice skater for me this year. That's it. One, right. Only one.
All right, let's move on from JC Lynn, and we'll talk about Jay. Jay is 28 years old and they go by they, them pronouns. Jay is a theater director who is single. They are from Toronto. So, hometown.
Yeah. Yeah. Hometown Toronto. Jay, they are a ball of energy. It was a lot of fun getting to know Jay. And again, this is the interesting thing about these first impressions is they all get like the same 2 minutes of video, right? And it's very clear some of them will immediately grasp your attention. Some of them you need 20 minutes to maybe figure them out. 2 minutes, Jay, will be fun feats. They will be interesting to see playing the game. They're going to be a lot of energy. I think they're going to get along with a lot of people. And I ultimately kind of left this being like, what's not to love? I just can't wait to see what Jay can do with the show and how people are going to interact with Jay. And I'm just very, very happy because BB Can nails it with the diversity every season. And I can't wait to see, you know what? It was interesting that Jay has taken up pole dancing and does mention, listen, tell a macho guy, get on a pole, see how they fare. It's not easy. I think Jay's going to be good with the competitions and I think Jay's going to be good with the social. So, thumbs up, thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, Jay struck me as somebody that has the potential to be very entertaining, and not just because they had a lot of energy, but they seem genuinely like funny to
right.
be like quick-witted, and I mean, probably was my favorite like intro video overall, just because they provided enough entertainment and content for the video. Now, in terms of the game, they did talk about probably having difficulty with the backstabbing, the cutthroatedness. They said that backstabbing isn't something I'm good at, but you do what you got to do. But that it would be a challenge essentially. So I don't know if is the killer instinct there. That's something we always have to ask. I don't think the killer instinct is necessary to win Big Brother. But it definitely helps. I think that, you know, for last season, that was the thing. Like, that was the thing that propelled Ty to the win, was that, he had that hidden killer instinct that he kicked into gear at the end. So that's a big question for me, but I do think that, you know, I would hope that, that Jay would fit in pretty well. Sometimes, you know, a player who, as they said, they don't fit in a lot of boxes. Sometimes they find difficulty fitting into this sort of general, cast. But they are usually very good at finding people, to connect with. So I have high hopes for Jay. I really hope that they do well here.
And I think Jay is someone who can pick things up as they go along here. So even if at the beginning the gut instincts aren't on, the reads aren't good, or, you know, they're having difficulty with the backstab, when people say stuff like that, obviously, for example, a recent example, Cynthia Bailey comes into the season this past year in the bio, says, "I'm not going to backstab anyone. I can't do that. I'm playing honest," and ended up doing that the whole way through. But someone can say that and then get a taste of it, break the ice, and then continue doing that in the game. So I could see Jay going that side that way as well. I'm not saying Jay is going to probably, you know, be in winner contention out the gate, at least from where we're standing right now. But I think it's going to be a fun journey watching Jay play the game. So I'm excited.
All right. So we next have Jessica. Jessica is 35 years old. They also go by they, their pronouns, although they also go by she, her pronouns. They, she, whichever, you know, I assume they may have a preference that they will let us know or let the house guests know on the feeds. Otherwise, it is up to you to decide which one to use. From Cranbrook, BC. They're a visual artist and married.
Yes. So I'm seeing actually Jessica's spouse in the Twitch chat right now. Jessica is both a viewer of RHAP stuff and also has subscribed to the old Twitch channel in the past. Shout out Jessica, you know, part of the crew. Jessica's interesting because I watched the video. First of all, I have big studio envy. Jessica's space looked phenomenal. They do a lot of artwork and visual artists and all that. It looked phenomenal. As far as the game understanding goes, knowing that Jessica is on the BB streets, knowing that Jessica has watched every season, that gives me confidence. You have the knowledge. This is good. Thumbs up. Love that. Then the next part comes in of, will you be able to integrate well with your fellow house guests of this season? And I think Jessica can have an easy time with that. I don't think Jessica is going to be completely isolated out the gate. Jessica ends up coming in as what? One of the older house guests here, Taryn, at 35?
Yes, at 35. They are a bit older than, but not too much though. You know, only 6-7 years older than the average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not, I don't think it's going to be a big barrier for Jessica at all. I'm just, again, for me, I think the biggest thing with Jessica is going to be, who are you going to find in the house and how are they going to help your game? And are they going to be the right pick for you? But I'm excited, really excited to see Jessica play.
Mm-hmm. I think really it's, you know, there is maybe a little bit of a jump here. Again, the age, the fact that they're married, as opposed to, you know, lots of these, you know, younger single people. But I do think that, you know, they seem like somebody who will be able to sort of like integrate and talk with people and make connections. So I think that's a plus. The fact that they know the show really well is definitely a huge plus in terms of that. Hopefully they know the, you know, to either get in with the big alliance or make one or look out for one. So that'll be important. Seems like they said that they've mummified a bat.
Little terrified. I could never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember in my university, Taryn, during the winter, we have these underground tunnels that connect all of the buildings on campus together. And it's like a heated tunnel so that you can use that in the winter. I remember once I was walking through and like almost got to the dorms, and there was a bat that had just like was like pattering on the floor. Like it was not doing well. But I detoured, went all the way back to the building I was at, got out, went, walked through the snow. I was like, I can't handle this. So to mummify one, I'm out. I couldn't do this. I could not do this.
Mm. Oh, boy. Yeah. And it says they moved houses for a skinny stray cat who wandered into their yard. I feel like there's a story there because I don't know why you'd have to move houses for a cat.
But, if the place you were renting is not pet friendly.
They didn't let them have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be just rude.
Yeah. And we met Jessica's cat, I think, on the video, which was a very cute cat.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the same cat, the Crumb.
Crumb is a great name for a cat.
It is a great name.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, people say, oh, I'm a dog person, I'm a cat person. Let me tell you this. You will never find a dog named Spaghetti. You will never find a dog named, like, you know, Oreo Crumbs. Cats can be named anything, and that is
you can absolutely find a dog named Oreo Crumbs.
Find me Oreo Crumbs. Find me Oreo Crumbs. That name has to be existing right now. There's no way. People like dogs most likely will be like Jeffrey or like, you know, Sebastian. I feel like dogs are more likely to get those like formal names, and cats become like, all right, Stapler, come over here. Like, you know, it's whatever the cat's name is, it is.
I really want a dog named Spaghetti now. So that's Jessica. They do say that they are willing to backstab if necessary. So that's great. And of course, Nomance with the spouse. So, let's move on, to our next player. It's Josh, 28 years old, from Vancouver. And it says occupation is a pediatric resident. He said that he was a doctor in his video. He says he's the first doctor to be on Big Brother Canada. There you go. It works with kids, I guess, as a pediatric.
Yes. Resident. Yeah. So I was floored when Josh mentioned, yeah, I'm the first doctor in the house. And it took me a second to rack my brain. I was like, okay, I think you're right. What's the last time we had a doctor on the US edition, if you can remember?
Well,
obviously, are we going that far back?
I think Andrew.
Oh, yeah, he was the podiatrist?
Yeah.
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. Damn, that was a while ago, too. I didn't realize doctors don't really get put on this show.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, they're very busy.
This is true. Yeah. Okay. So Josh is perfect. And I think that was my takeaway. He has everything. Amazing beard, amazing body, a doctor that helps out children, seems to be very charismatic, seems to be very easy to get along with. And that made me feel very good about Josh, but also made me worry about Josh. Not that I don't think Josh is incapable of handling any threat levels, but like you see someone this perfect, you're like, come, like surely everything can't work out for you in the house, but also it's hard to see why wouldn't it work everything.
I mean, do you know who else was a pediatric resident? George Clooney on ER. Is he George Clooney? That's the question, right?
Let's ask ourselves.
Is he a George Clooney? Josh is somebody who said that he says, I want to establish a strong alliance first thing in the house. He says ideally with someone who is older, as they may be seen as less of a threat and not someone most people will initially think of aligning with. But also said, I want to start in a larger alliance until closer to jury, where I will then separate myself with big moves, and keep a close alliance and be a competition beast, but with enough charm to be less threatening. I mean, that's pretty good. I know that a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't have a strategy going and you should be adaptable. But like, there is a formula to winning Big Brother, to have the optimal strategy of Big Brother. We have determined this. That's why seasons often go the same way. Mm-hmm. And what he's talking about is close enough to that formula that that it feels pretty good. Thinking a lot about creating alliances, especially big ones early on, is huge for future success in the game. And he is definitely in a position to be able to be involved in something like that as somebody who is handsome, seems physically fit, 28 years old, you know, all the pieces are here.
Everything is here. And I, you know, as someone who does love when house guests, you know, show and say that they are willing to be adaptable in the house, I do co-sign that you should at the very least have the foundational knowledge of, again, if there's a big alliance, get involved. If you can make a big alliance happen and you think you can have staying power, do it. In the first week, the formula is there for a reason and is now, with every passing season, is becoming more and more proof that that can help you catapult you to the end of the game. So utilize it when you get the chance. You know, gone are the days where it's like, yeah, don't win the first competition. That things change. You know, as much as being adaptable is good, adapting your mindset to the different metas that pull up on the seasons is also important. So I do love seeing this from Josh. Also, this is kind of like one of the first people we're talking about here where there is a, you know, more of a conversation about their potential gameplay happening in the bio and a lot less, more generalities.
Yes. Like I'm at the point where if I see somebody saying like, oh, can't have a strategy going in, need to be adaptive. Like that to me tells me that you are going to play a reactive kind of game, which is not a very effective one in Big Brother. If you are reacting to what other people are doing, then you are, you know, you are the Carson and Cynthia of the season. You are the person who is going to be sitting there waiting for your time to come and then start playing. And by then it's going to be too late. I think Josh is definitely somebody to look out for here. I think he's hunky enough to be a little concerned, is what the douche factor might be.
Douche factor, but also, you know, looking at the last winner of the Big Brother Canada franchise in Tishon, I feel like if you're coming in and you might draw any comparisons in the I'm charismatic and good looking group, they might immediately look at you because, you know, you pay the bill for the last winner, essentially. And if you're coming in, you know, think of it this way. When Ian wins, when Steven wins, then immediately the next season, Cameron gets booted out early. You know, so I would worry for Josh a little bit there. I don't think I'm going to worry about the douche factor here. I'm feeling good about Josh. I'm feeling good about Josh.
I will say this too. Like I think and hope that Arissa and the casting team have sort of learned some lessons. And that that they are actively trying to cast non-douches. I think they did a great job in BB Can 9. And, you know, apart from the one that didn't make it on. And I think there might be like a douche chart that they have going when they when they talk to the players. So I'm definitely hopeful for the non-douches. But yeah, I mean, in terms of there being a bill to pay, there's a huge bill to pay for players like Josh, because you've got Ty, you've got Xavier, you've got Cody Calafiori, you've got Jackson Mickey, you've got Casey, like the list, you've got Dane, the list does not stop anytime recently. So anybody who knows the show should know to watch out for these kinds of players.
Yeah, so we'll see if the competitors have picked up on this, or we'll see if Josh can make his way to the end and be another one in the long list of successful athletic Big Brother winners of recent history.
Yes. All right. Let's move on then to Kevin. Let's talk about Kevin, 28 years old, and he is from Toronto, a sales engineer, and in a relationship, a long-term and madly in love, in parentheses, it says. He also said he's going to wear a ring and act like he's married, just to sort of like take that off the table, kind of just like have that perception Kenny or Kenny, Kevin also, is, a Rob is a podcast patron, I believe. And, some may know Kevin from the community. So that is, another big thing about Kevin here.
I'm worried. I'm worried for Kevin. I have to say, I have to be honest. I watched this video, Taryn, and Kevin is probably the only person that so clearly wants to be portrayed as a villain. Like the whole video is geared towards, I'm going to evict all of Canada's faves. I don't even care if they're your faves. I'm going to boot them. And as far as strategy goes, you know, the mentions of lying, cheating, stealing, pitting people against each other, being the snake. There's this ring that Kevin's got on that he's going to fake having that he's married because he thinks that he'll be able to use that to manipulate people further. These are all like the fantasies you have when you watch the show, right? You watch the show and then you're like, man, you know, it'd be very fun if I could have sprinkled chaos here, just, you know, walked away and laughed in the DR. That's like the fantasy. You want to like beat everybody. I need to see more from Kevin. Obviously, you know, especially when you are a listener, a viewer of content beyond the show, if you watch feeds, if you're taking in podcast content, you're in the, you know, the smaller subgroup of people on the internet who have consumed the show, analyzed the show, dissected the show, which can be good or can be bad. And right now I'd be lying to you if I wasn't Frenchie part of the internet, wasn't Frenchie looking at all that stuff. And then look where that happened. But I mean, we'll have to wait and see, because for all we know, Kevin is amping all this up for the video persona to get casted, and then is on the show and is just chilling. So we'll see.
Yes. I think the most optimistic that we can be for Kevin is that he's parharing. Right. The famously Jordan, did very similar things as Kevin, in his, preseason stuff, because he knew it would help him get cast.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I'm sure, you know, Kevin, if he is a patron of Rob's podcast, probably knows that. And perhaps, it tried to follow in those footsteps. But, you know, he does say he wants to lie, cheat, steal, and pit other house guests against each other, be the snake in the grass. And, you know, I love that. I'm excited for that kind of player. I think the problem is that if I look at Kevin, I immediately think, yeah, he's a snake in the grass.
Yeah,
not just like his looks but like when you watch the video, he look at the picture, like he's looking at you like, I want to betray you, right. You know, like and it doesn't work if they see it coming.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this, I'm worried for Kevin's longevity. That being said, Kevin could be very fun to watch. Like, this is definitely feeds yes as of right now. I think that, you know, having someone that isn't following everyone else's footsteps potentially and is going to play a different game, I do like. So we'll have to see how it goes for Kevin. Also, Kevin is going to be at least one of the few people that I imagine knows about the Kyle lore from year. So I'm very intrigued how that's going to play into it. I think Jessica actually would be someone they would probably know about that as well. So we haven't gotten to talk about Kyle yet, but that's going to be something interesting to look out for and see how Kevin would approach Kyle potentially.
Yeah. And, you know, given the fact that Jessica is sort of in this realm as well, and that as we'll talk about Kyle, you know, they may know that Kyle has, you know, some kind of connection to this realm. You know, that could form a connection. We could see people sort of like, hey, you know, you guys listen to this podcast, you know, you guys are big fans too. It's possible that we get something like that, but we will see. Obviously, you know, the bio reads exactly how you would expect given the videos. This is one, you just got to watch the video, and you'll understand exactly what we're talking about here. He's very much a caricature in these videos. I cannot imagine that he is exactly like this in person. But I think given that, I do feel like, there is some potential here. Or at least, I would hope there is, because, if this is, even in part an act. I think that like it showcases that he has an awareness of what of like he knows how to play into this role, right? Like, mm-hmm. which shows some level of social awareness, which means he probably knows how to play not into this role. And I think that would be a good thing. But I do think he will stand out, in the beginning of the season, and that could mean trouble for him, early on. So, I think that, you know, there might be some danger, in the early going for Kevin, but if he's able to make some early connections, then he may be okay.
And you know what? Bring the entertainment, Kevin. We can't wait to bring, you know, we can't wait to talk about mess on feet. So if you bring us that, we're happy. We're very happy.
As long as he stays true to this, you know, this idea of playing a game this way, then he is the kind of player that like the longer he stays in the game, the more chances there are for him to like be super entertaining and do great things. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully he's not the kind of player that goes in, kind of gets humbled early on and then kind of like, you know, floats through the rest of the game kind of dazed, like, oh, this wasn't what I thought it would be. But I love the attitude going in, and I'm really excited to see him play.
Yeah. We'll wait and see.
All right. Let's move on to Kyle Moore. Here he is. They tried a Kyle in, BBCan 8, and they were like, nope, we need more Kyle. So they got Kyle Moore for BBCan 9, and they were like, nope, still need more Kyle Moore.
Another one.
Here he is, 23 years old, from Halifax.
Youngest in the cast, Taryn.
Youngest member of the cast, which is a little concerning. Mm-hmm. He is single, but he said absolutely no showmance. And the story here, if you were not listening to the Celebrity Big Brother finale coverage, is that, as I said, last season, there was a Kyle Moore on the cast. And, this was because one of the other cast members had been pulled at the last minute. And so they added Kyle Moore as an alternate. We saw a photo, a small little photo that said Kyle Moore. It had as you can see, this guy doesn't look that dissimilar to the Kyle Moore we got last season. And so people were looking up Kyle, who is this guy? They found this Kyle Moore, a podcaster who has a podcast on mental health. And they were like, this guy seems great. This is amazing. And everyone was mentioning him, tagging him on Twitter. Like, oh my God, this is exciting. We're going to see this guy on Big Brother Canada. And then, he showed up to his Twitter account the next day and was like, what is Big Brother. And he just ran with it. And he was like, well, this is amazing. He was welcomed into the community. He played Among Us with us on Twitch a few times. Mm-hmm. Was very fun to play with. Seems like a great guy. Was genuinely, as he said in his video, like from that point on, he was like, I guess I got to go on this show. And he's been prepping for it ever since. Did not ask me for advice. So didn't prep in that way, but he has been prepping.
If he wins, I gave him a lot of advice. If he doesn't do well, I also didn't give him any advice. It's interesting, isn't it, Taryn? Because he's someone who we know factually did not even know what this show was until last year. And then kind of was forced by the fandom into caring about Big Brother, starts to watch Big Brother. We made him come play Among Us. Well, I was like, hey, we do a weekly Among Us if you'd like. He's like, I love Among Us, man. I'll be there. And then like, okay, I guess you're playing Among Us with us now, buddy. And then watched the last season, clearly in his video was preparing for this season by, you know, engaging in more workouts, doing a little bit more. Did he go and watch more seasons? Don't know. Did he listen to podcasts? Don't know. I think though, he's in the sweet spot of he knows enough about the show, enough about the fandom to kind of understand how things may go, but not too much where he might do the most, might do a lot. He is by no means a Big Brother super fan, but he is being supported by the super fans because, you know, this story is just ridiculous. Like this anecdote we're going to have for the rest of the Big Brother history. Remember that one time where Twitter essentially said, we want this guy. And BB Can said, next year, we got you. It's wild. wild.
It is wild. So one of the things he was doing to prepare physically for the house is that I don't know if he got into bouldering because he was training, or if it's always been a hobby of his. But I do actually love the bouldering for Kyle. I should mention as well that Kevin also mentioned physically training for competitions, practicing with puzzles and stuff like that. So a lot of people with the understanding that competitions are definitely big. I do think that, bouldering is definitely a skill that can apply to so many other things. So I like that as a training component for Kyle, physically at least. It just in general, again, seems like a great guy. He's very, very charming. I feel like given the average age of this house and the fact that he is the youngest, I feel like he might be seen as kind of like the baby, oh, he's so adorable. And he's such a good guy, and he's cares about mental health, and, we love Kyle. And I feel like that's an okay spot for him. I feel like that's not a bad place to be in some ways. That is kind of the aforementioned, Steve or Ian spot. I don't hate it. I think the sort of little brother angle is a really great one to have, on Big Brother. So we'll see if that is the case, or not. In general, I think that he can be good. I also don't know though, like how much of the killer instinct he has. I think that he's going to go in there and play the game. But I don't know how aggressively he's going to be out there, like really lying to people and betraying them and backstabbing them. I'm not entirely sure, but I think he's definitely he has a lot of potential for sure.
That's exactly where I'm at as well. There is a lot of potential with Kyle for sure. He did pick, I think he picked Tashaun out as who he was rooting for in BB Can 9, picked the winner, you know. We like to, Taryn, you like to pat yourself on the back if you can pick the winner out, right? That's always a good thing. That's a good read. So we can give him that. The thing is, we've played Among Us with him, but I don't remember how those went. I can't be like, yeah, he's a cerebral Among Us player. Like, he knows how to have fun. He's watched chaos happen. You know, he can enjoy himself. So I'm happy. I mean, and I said this last night, for me, this is one of those where you can't message me and be like, wow, your favorite flopped, because he's new. He's just in it to play. I'm rooting for him, but I certainly am not expecting him to go there, be the best player of all time, because I don't think he's got the knowledge like that. And I don't have the expectations for him like that. I'm just excited to see him play.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm sure we can dig up some of those Among Us games and do some.
I got the VODs. I'll pull some stuff out. Yeah.
We will see what happens here with Kyle. Obviously, like I said, though, there will probably be some people that recognize him.
For sure.
I would imagine that Kevin would be at least one of them. Probably Jessica, and really anyone who is in the community, even if you're not familiar with podcasts or anything. It was kind of big news in the preseason. If you're that involved, you probably know about Kyle Moore.
Think that's why he cut his hair? I've been looking at his hair from the minute the cast came. I'm like, this is a new do for you. I feel like he's always had the longer hair.
Yes.
So I was like, is this just a change? Because I liked his long hair better. He still looks handsome as all hell, but
I don't know if that was why he got his hair, but it is a bit different here, but
we'll see.
We'll see. I think that could be a good thing. I think that because here's the thing about that story. It's a great way to immediately be identifiable, be somebody that hey, here's my story. It's such a wild story. You might recognize me from that. It's a great way to it's an in for opening conversation. Great stuff. It also is like explicit proof that he had no idea what the show was all the way until last year.
Right.
So he has none of the baggage of being like, you're a super fan. You've known about the show for years. You've been thinking about coming on for years. But he has the, he still gets the in with all of the super fans who are like, ah, it's Kyle Moore. And he has that sort of like appreciation for the game now, that will help him bond with them. So I like that because we do see this on Big Brother Canada, especially that whether you're a fan of the game or not, is a huge factor in how people bond in the house. That was huge on Big Brother Canada 7. It was huge on Big Brother Canada 8 for as long as that lasted. And it was still a pretty big part of Big Brother Canada 9. So that's a big thing for him as well. So we'll see. We'll see with Kyle Moore. And no matter how it goes, Puya, people will definitely be messaging you about,
oh yeah, I can see the ads already. Wow. Your king just flopped. I'm like, stop it. Okay.
You're in for a wild ride.
Taryn, you're coming down with me at both of us. We're in this together.
I claim no ownership, over Kyle Moore. all right, let's move on to Marty. Marty here. He is 43 years old, from Petit Rocher. He is a fraud investigator and he is married. Very much the kind of intro stuff where he's like, I investigate fraud. Nobody's gonna be able to lie to me. And obviously, on the older side here of the cast, you know, he would have been on the younger side of the Celebrity Big Brother cast. What do you think about Marty?
Taryn, I really liked him. I really liked him. He seemed fun. I he's a little dad jokey, which I can appreciate for sure. And, you know, there was just some comedy with him. Some of the things he said were great. And I don't know. My first thought was Marty needs to be protected. I do not want Marty to be gone when the feeds come on Thursday. Don't want any of that. And I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by Marty. And this doesn't happen to me often. Marty's not my typical, like, you know, I'm liking this, but I liked everything Marty put down. It's a great accent. I can't wait to learn more about him. He does coach hockey. It's his hobby. He does coach hockey. But also, I don't know. He just seems like he's not intimidating in any way. He's like, he keeps up with workouts. He watches, you know, the show Works Out, but he doesn't seem like your typical comp beast. He doesn't seem like your typical physical threat. I'm actually very keen on him.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like he could be fun. I think that there's some reason to be optimistic in that sense. He knows the game. He knows the show. It seemed to me like he recognized that he doesn't have the best chance in the world at winning, but that he at least wants to come out of the game, of the show being a legend, being somebody that people remember. And I think that is, a good mentality to have in terms of like looking forward to Marty as a player in the game, that hopefully he's not just going to play it safe and just kind of be picked off at some point. Hopefully he's there to Karen it up, and make some big moves. So we'll see. I mean, I thought he was endearing. As you said, I think, you know, he seems like he's a very likable guy. So, I think there's reason to be optimistic.
Yeah. I can't wait. This is why, you know, earlier I said that the cast is good. There is not really one person who I'm like, ugh, you know, like I don't have that feeling, which is rare. I feel like typically any given season, there's one or two people where I'm like, you could have kept them. I didn't want them here. But like everyone has something off for a little bit here. And Marty can't leave in the first week. I'm sorry. I've decided it's done. Marty has to stay.
All right. Well, let's move on to Melina, who is 29 years old, from Toronto. She is an artist and she is in a relationship. Melina, I got good vibes from Melina. I thought she was interesting. Also, like, again, in that age range, that sweet spot for the age range, she seems like somebody that could be a lot of fun here, on the cast.
Yeah, I think Melina's someone who her written bio did her no justice. It was very like one word, two word, one sentence, not really a lot of elaboration or anything. But then, and then the ET video also didn't do her a lot either. But then the ET video was like 30 seconds. But then it was the last thing of hers that I saw was the BB Can video. And I saw everything you're describing. I felt good about Melina right out the gate. You got the more calm, comfortable, casual, chillin' vibe from Melina that I think the other things were not really giving me. And I think Melina could be someone who will adapt to the game just fine. And I know that, was Melina the one that talked about not liking anything? Was like, I don't like this.
Yes, I believe so.
That's funny, but I don't think that's the case. You know what I mean? It's like, someone says, if it's a Tuesday, we got to have tacos, or don't even talk to me before I've had my first beer after work. It's like one of those things. It's like, you know, we can, it's relatable stuff, but I don't think she like hates everybody. Like, I don't think that's going to be the case. Melina's in the middle for me as far as like being a very good player, but entertainment factor, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. You know, I really liked, her response to the hero or villain question, because she said, probably villain.
Who are we kidding?
Right. Which I think is the, like, if you answer hero, it's like, all right. If you answer villain, it's like, okay. But when you say, probably villain. Like that's what I'm like, all right, okay, I got you. I like that. She did seem to have a lot of faith in her physical ability as well. So that's interesting. Obviously in a relationship, so that's, you know, the nomance factor is there. There really are, you know, I think, you know, when we went through, there are only so far like two guys that are really open to relationships, Gino and Herman so far. And then so far, I believe only one woman who is open, which is JC so far. So I believe we've got one more to come who is like, oh yeah, I'm definitely
good. I think one more guy, one more girl.
Yes. So it is like they really, they've got a limited pool to work with there. But we'll see about that. I'm excited about Melina. I'm hopeful for what she's going to bring to the season.
She's going to be fun. I think she's going to be a lot of fun. Again, feeds factor, thumbs up. Yes, I think Melina is going to bring us a lot of good stuff this year. Hopefully.
All right. Let's move on then to Moose. Let's talk about Moose. He is 24 years old from Toronto. Yet another Toronto. That's, I believe, the third one so far. Content creator. I think I saw that he has a YouTube channel. I think he creates content for other people as well. Seems like, very sort of like, he talks about being like the personality. Like I'm the personality. I'm the one that you're going to pay attention to. I'm the life of the party. He said that he's most proud of DJing at a club. He's definitely got that sort of like, yeah, I'm the guy vibe.
Yeah. The party all the time. You know, we sleep later. I think this is the first year and I just had a birthday where I got his energy. I got his vibe. I was like, this feels exhausting to me. Like if I had to party with Moose one night, I'd be out for like 2 days. Like this is
can't keep up with Moose.
No world I can keep up with Moose. No, he talked about a lot about how he's always the biggest personality. And I think if anyone else tries to step up to be the biggest, I don't think that bodes well for him. I think he's used to being like the energy in the room. It's interesting because if you are stuck in a house with someone for like 2 months, you want someone who's fun. You want someone who's entertaining, but then are they going to be good for your game? That's going to be interesting to see. And I think that's something that I can't quite read with Moose is what are his big brother feelings and game? Because for the most part, I got his vibes. He's good vibes for sure. Fun vibes, but is he going to be good game wise? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm always a little skeptical of people that talk about personality. like I am a personality, like it's weird. It's weird the way to quantify who a person is. But I thought he was, I thought he was charming enough. I think that he'll, get along with people. You know, I don't think that he'll necessarily, stand out too much, although he is 24. So he is on the younger side here. Not by too much again. Nobody is too young here, but he is a little bit on the younger side. Maybe that means he will bond with what is it? JCs of the world and the Kyles of the world. But, I'm definitely intrigued. And I think that he can be, you know, I've seen a lot of people say Maki vibes. I think it's mostly the hair. I don't see, like, when I saw Maki, I was like, what are we doing here, guys?
Well, Maki was like, I'm the spiritual poet. And
yeah,
you know, Moose is like, listen, let's just listen to some EDM and vibe out till 5 a.m. They are different energies for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I think we'll get a lot more from Moose than we did from Maki, which is not a high bar. Wow. Nothing against Maki, but he seems like a great guy. Just wasn't for the game. So we'll see. We'll see about Moose. Let's move on to our next contestant, Stephanie, 26 years old from Toronto again. And she is a child and youth worker, single, and, she is ready to mingle with an exclamation mark. She is the one that, yes, I am very pretty. I get it. I am very beautiful, but you may also be surprised to know that I am also super smart. You never would have guessed based on my beauty, but I did graduate college with high honors, finished all classes with 90% or higher, and some with 100%.
Taryn, what are your thoughts on Stephanie as a potential winner, win equity? What are your thoughts?
For as much as I like to make fun of this very tired, explanation of yourself, I feel like, I'm not that down on her. I think that, you know, she talks a lot about her looks in her video, but similar to Kevin, I feel like this could just be her understanding what she needs to do to get on the show. You know, she works with children. And youth, I think that that's, it's sort of a noble cause. And, you know, I do not want to prejudge her here before I see more. But, you know, in terms of what we saw in the videos and stuff, you know, it definitely doesn't look the most promising, but I feel like, she could maybe surprise us.
I could see that. I could honestly see Stephanie going very far. I can also see Stephanie going out very early. Both can happen. I think the single and ready to mingle guys are going to be very down bad for her. I could already picture the Gino and Stephanie showmance, which would probably be the most beautiful freaking showmance of all time. Like, that would be a lot. But yeah, we'll have to see. I feel like with Stephanie, you know, we talked about this with Kevin a little bit as well. It could very well be this is the stuff that I geared all my promotion and application to get casted for. What happens beyond that? But I do think Stephanie, again, could go very far, could go nowhere. And there's no in between.
Yeah. One of the things that that made me, I think, a little hopeful is that she did say villain, between hero and villain. Which again tells me that she's, at least implies to me that she may be self-aware of like what she is, putting out there, for this preseason stuff. And that she's willing to backstab. And I like that. Now again, like part of the issue similar with Kevin again, is that, you know, if she comes into the house and she gives off any of these vibes, historically, that has not gone well in the Big Brother house. That tends to attract a lot of negative attention, whether it's warranted or not. And so that could be an issue. But I'm curious to see. That's really the thing about this whole cast is that I'm very curious to see them, to see more from them, and to see them in the house. So we'll see.
Yeah. Again, it's like we don't have enough information here to for me to have feel a good read on what people's odds and capabilities are in the game. And like, if we were doing the draft today, I'd definitely be nervous because it's such high variance with the level of detail we've got here, which isn't a lot. So we got very little to go off here.
All right. So next up is Summer. Summer is 25 years old, from Toronto. Again, so a lot of, especially these younger people from Toronto, this could be big. This could be a big deal. And she says she is unemployed and single. So, there you go. She did say no manse though, not into the manse, but she does describe herself as thebomb.com.org.net.
Which I feel like that's a dated reference, right? I feel like we're not bomb.com-ing anymore. Like we've come all, you know, I feel like that's not a recent trendy reference. I think that
reference is older than her.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. For 25, like I feel like that was more of a, like around my time, which like I'm only 5 years older, but you know. Yeah, okay. So Summer's interesting to me, right? Because outside of Kyle, Summer has the best anecdote for why Summer is on the show. Mm. So Summer applied to be on Big Brother because her coworker that she didn't like likes the show. So actively came on to do something that her coworker may not like. Now, could this be just an anecdote because it's a good one? Maybe. But I like the creativity.
Yeah, we have to consider the fact that she describes herself as unemployed, meaning unemployed, meaning her coworker. Who's her coworker? Who's her coworker if she's unemployed? Is it just like, is she just calling her friend or her roommate her coworker at this point? Like, is she just like really going for it here?
I mean, listen, if it's just to build the narrative, go for it. You know, sometimes you throw the extra number on the resume. Like, hey, if they call you, tell them I'm great. Maybe it was like that. Or maybe this is the former job and she left the job to go to Big Brother. Maybe, who knows?
That's too logical, Puya.
That's you saw bomb.com.org.net and you thought exactly. It can't be that logical.
I feel like I have a coworker. His name is Kellis. He likes to interrupt my streams all the time. What if her coworker is a cat?
Well, then you're lucky because Kellis is a great name for a coworker. If your cat's name's Spaghetti, you're not getting away with this story. You can't lie about your coworker's Spaghetti. That wouldn't work. Most fun name on the cast, Terrence. Summer Sales? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's, I don't know why I've been watching Dexter and that just made me think of Dexter.
It gives me like a wrestler vibe. Like I could see a wrestler being called Summer Sales too.
She'll be dumping some bodies into the ocean when she cuts their throats. Or as Lamar would say, slit their wrists.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a choice, Lamar.
So, she definitely seems like a character here. I mean, she's got the, as I said, like the bomb.com references. She said, I think she said something along the lines of, I'm going to go into that house and, you know, first comes God, then comes Arissa Cox, then comes me.
Hmm.
And I think she's going to be really funny. I worry that again, like this could either be her. This feels like genuinely her, like, cause it's not like, yes. It's not like she's, you know, doing something that would like come off poorly. This is just very funny and charismatic. Will she fit in with the rest of the house with this kind of, energy? I'm not sure, but I hope so.
I think Summer's going to be a lot of fun. I think Summer's going to be a lot of fun in the DRs as well. I could see that being good. As long as we get Summer, we're going to have a fun winter. You know what I mean? Like if Summer can make it far, I think we're all going to be very, very happy. And, you know, Summer sounds like Summer's going to put everything in the house. Like she's going to play the game hard. So I'm here for that. I am here for that.
She said, and I mean, this is a great answer for us when we're reading bios. When asked, how do you want people to remember you as a player on Big B Can? She said, I want to be remembered as a player who came to play, all caps, always ready and always on point. I want to be remembered as a winner. Nothing more, nothing less. I mean, that's all that we can really ask from any player, is that they're there to play and that they want to win and that they'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. So, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited about summer here. You will see. Mm-hmm. One more person left in the cast. Tanisha, who is 32 years old from Montreal. She is a model, and she is booed up, is her relationship status. She also described herself, though, I believe, as a single mother. Mm-hmm. But she is booed up, though. Booed. Mm-hmm. She seemed fun. Now she is only 32, but she is, as I said, a mother. She is, I believe the only other person with a kid on this cast, this whole cast, is Martin, right? And I don't even know for sure that he has a kid.
Martin has a kid. I think Martin has two kids. I remember seeing a family picture somewhere. I think that's accurate. I think no one else has a kid.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So she may be able to bond with Marty, but that's like not the best place to be because there's only one of him.
Yeah.
But I think that it what it could mean is that she is able to bond with the Martys of the world, but she's still young enough. And she really talks about this too. She's like, I want to be known as like a badass single mom, but I'm also like, I'm hot. Right? Like that's kind of the implication that she was giving off. And like, I'm ready to like, get in there and mingle with everyone else. So, I feel like, she could definitely fit in with the rest of the crowd. But we do see sometimes that, being a parent, you know, it changes you and it does perhaps, you know, separate you from the crowd at times. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think she's someone who is like, she's got her foot on both sides of things, right? Like the serious parent, but also, you know, fun, carefree vibes, hanging out. I could see her handling each side. She is someone who I liked a lot from the videos, jumped out for me, but also I don't know how I feel about her game chances. I think it's all going to depend on who she interacts with when the show starts. And how she gets along with those people and who is in what position. But I think she has the tools to settle in a good spot and then build upon that. I do think that I feel cautiously optimistic about Tanisha.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how much Big Brother she knows. It was hard to remember who mentioned being a fan.
Tanisha did watch with her daughter. I believe I remember her. She had the mounted TV, if I remember correctly. Okay. So at least she watches the show.
Yeah, because I feel like if she is a big enough fan of the show that she can connect with the super fans, I feel like that's all the in she'll need for. I think that would be great. If she, cause she says that Big Brother Canada is the most spontaneous thing she's ever done, which kind of makes it feel like, oh yeah, that show that's on, let me go try out for that, which may not be enough, there. But, I like with pretty much everyone on this cast, I do think there's some potential here. It may take a second to fit in.
Yeah. And, you know, I wish Tanisha all the luck. Hopefully she finds good landing and is able to stick around for a long time because I think she'll be a lot of fun. Darren, again, now we've gone through 16 house guests. I really like this cast a whole lot, like a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, and I feel like we're usually on that page, especially with the Big Brother Canada cast. And so I mean, I think that Big Brother Canada has always been very strong with their casting. I do think that that the only dips that they've had were primarily because they sort of did not cast enough people that were there to play in BB Can 7. Not enough people that knew what they were doing there. But I think they corrected for that. I think they corrected for, you know, the douche factor as well. And I think those are two of the biggest issues with casting in general. Those two things, all encompassing. And so I'm excited for this cast. I think that there's a lot of reason to be excited. I think there's reason to feel optimistic about, as I said, the competitions and how this is going to play out. So, I'm in. I'm ready to go. After that celebrity season, I feel like it's time to get excited for Big Brother again.
Oh, yeah. And that's the beauty of it, is that more often than not, I would have been like, man, we need a longer break. 1 week is not enough to decompress. But then that season was so bad and I wanted overwritten so quickly. And then the cast was so good. I'm ready to jump in tonight. Move them in tonight. Why are we wasting time here? I'm very ready to go. I'm going to need way more information for the draft come Monday night. Hopefully we get a little bit more, but if we don't, I'm starting to percolate. I'm starting to figure out what's going on and how I'm feeling about everybody. And, it'll be an intriguing draft come Monday, Taryn.
Yeah, it will be. Who will end up on my team is the big question. Who can win the game? So that's what we have for you for our first impressions for this Big Brother Canada cast. As I said, on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we will be back for the draft, where we will hopefully have a little bit more information on the house guests, some longer form interviews, hopefully. Unfortunately, we've lost Aika interviews. I believe that there's no reason to think that those are coming back. So we won't have those, but hopefully we'll get something. And we'll go into more detail on these players on Monday. In the meantime, you can find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where I will be playing some Goose Duck, which is like Among Us, like what we played with Kyle, if you want to get a sense of what those games are like. And maybe, maybe a future Big Brother Canada player will be playing in one of those games. So come tune in for that. I will also be doing some kind of Big Brother Canada stream to help anybody that needs help with understanding how to watch the show or anything like that. Just further stuff to talk through all of the Big Brother Canada stuff. Join me over on Twitch at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll also be doing a cooking stream very soon if you want to hang out.
Oh, snap. You're venturing in, eh, Taryn? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are you making? Have you decided yet?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm thinking some meatballs is the one that the chat really wanted me to do.
Okay. So cool.
We will see on that. So, again, tune in for that. I've also recorded a Raised by Wolves podcast with Josh and Grace, for episode 5. It was a good one. Make sure you tune in, check that one out. And find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. There's information there as well that can help you with a VPN, and the Taryn Show with Anthony Douglas, the lion, himself, talking through, some of his life. And he's, if you've listened, he's posting some updates on Instagram. He's doing a great job, killing it over there, Anthony Douglas. So, check that out. And we'll have some more Big Brother Canada people heading your way as well over on the Taryn Show. So check it all out. And Puya, what have you got up to here?
All right. So Twitter @Puyaism, twitch.tv/Puya for, like Taryn mentioned, the weekly Goose Goose Duck shenanigans over on Sundays and other streams that I do throughout the week. Chappelle and I recorded right after the finale pod last night. Taryn, Chappelle and I got on and we recorded episode 3 of Bel Air, which is going on Peacock right now. It's been a very fun show. We're doing that over on Post Show Recaps. So definitely check that out if you haven't yet. 90 Day Fiancé with Rob still going strong. The season has been very, very good. Before the 90 Day might be my favorite iteration of 90 Day right now. And then Masked Singer will be coming back when Survivor comes back on the 9th. So we'll have that to talk about with Liana Boris as well. And then obviously this draft is upcoming Monday. So definitely check us out over there. Should be a lot of fun. It's a fun rivalry, these drafts. I do enjoy that quite a bit here. And that's all I've got for you.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here today. And we will see you this season for Big Brother Canada 10.